AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will you be able to get the food, gas, and other supplies you need easily? A possible rail strike a few days from now would disrupt the transportation of those items. Congress and President Biden are working to prevent that. Today, the House takes up a bill that would impose a labor agreement brokered by the Biden administration. But top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says,
I think it will pass, but it's unfortunate that this is how we're running our economy today. This has all got to stop and change. We need an economy that is strong. And if you're passing a bill to force the rail workers to work, how strong is your economy?
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Lawmakers from both parties are grumbling about stepping into this dispute, but they also say they have little choice. On its way to the House now is a bill that protects interracial and same-sex marriages. The Senate passed it yesterday. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined in federal law. The Senate vote was 61-36. That includes support from 12 Republicans. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, says,
today we made a difference.
The bill next goes to the House for a final vote and then to President Joe Biden's desk. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
No reports of deaths in that severe storm that's been battering the Deep South, but there are reports of tornadoes and damage to some homes. The storm's been hammering Mississippi and Alabama, and forecasters say there's the possibility of more dangerous weather near the Gulf Coast in Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. The Navy says there's no evidence of any drinking water contamination after a spill of about 1,100 gallons of fire suppressant at a military fuel facility in Hawaii. A cleanup is underway. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
On November 2nd, 2022, WAUK Radio LLC, licensee of WAUK 540 Jackson, Wisconsin, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for assignment of license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit https://publicfiles.fcc.gov/ and search in the WAUK Public Inspection File.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the ad.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The Racine man police call the dating app predator is in jail facing charges. Timothy Olson was arrested yesterday in Franklin on preliminary charges of kidnapping and identity theft. He's also linked to the death of a Cudahy woman. Police believe Olson drugged women, then stole money and other valuables. This year's deer season was a success for Wisconsin hunters. The Department of Natural Resources says the deer harvest was up 14% this year compared to last year. Hunters killed a little more than 203,000 deer this year. Much of the credit goes to this season's mild weather and a large deer population. In sports, the Bucks are at the Knicks tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is
a hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
brother, like, dig it.
Stop.
Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Well, I'm doing fine, man. I got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And, you know, there are times when you can barely scratch the surface of things to talk about. And then there are other times when, man, there's so many things to talk about that you wish you had even more time. And we're going to cover a whole array of subjects. But I want to begin with this, man. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know about that?
The Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made us say that every single day at school.
So listen, man. So listen. Yeah. They used to make us, you know, when I was a young man, You had to put your hand over your heart and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I want to talk about the words of the Pledge of Allegiance to begin this show. And the phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The Pledge of Allegiance. Let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Is there anybody within the sound of my voice who thinks that that's happening in this country anymore? You know, when you listen to and watch the division that's in this country and people who are on one side or the other, people who are staunch conservatives or people who are progressives, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. That's not happening anymore. And if there's anybody who thinks that that is still happening, 844-967-2789. And the question becomes, why is it not happening? When did this nation and the people of it get to a point where that no longer carries the importance that it once carried, especially, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. That has just been basically pushed aside because there are people who say, I don't like the way things are going in the society and they're not going my way. So be damned with all the rest of that. I want things to go my way. That's not pledging allegiance to a nation that we all at one point in time were so proud of that was a part of our everyday life. It's not there anymore. And I challenge anyone to tell me that it is. I'm asking the question, why are we not challenging those who have basically pushed that asunder? You remember, many of you who've been around long enough, how important that was to this nation. It's no longer that. The national anthem. People stand up and they recite it, but those words don't mean anything to far too many people in this country. Now, we can dismiss it. We can act as though what I'm saying is not true. But there's not one person who can call here right now and challenge what I'm saying as being untruthful or inaccurate. Because what I'm saying is 100% correct. And whether Americans want to accept that or not is at the root of where and why we have these major issues that we're dealing with now. Well, yeah, I'm a conservative, and we're right on things, and so we don't care about what anybody else says. Things are going to go our way, or all of those other things, Bill of Rights, Constitution, you know, Pledge of Allegiance, that means nothing. And this is coming from people who claim to be and who swear that they are patriots. But they won't stand up and they won't admit that these things are in the rearview mirror to far too many people in this country. I'm sorry that I have to begin the show with something of this magnitude before you've had your cream of wheat, you know, a malt meal or whatever it is. But if we can't have truthful dialogue and conversation over the airwaves, then what is the point? I know that these things don't carry the weight that they once carried. The question becomes, do you know it? And do you know why? All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Not happening. And to the republic for which it stands. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation. Where is that? This is not one nation. As divided as this nation is, more so, I think, than it's been since the Civil War, how can we then even talk about what that Pledge of Allegiance means? There is no allegiance. We're not one nation. And we're certainly not one nation under God. Not so. Does it matter that that's gone away? I think it should matter. And you know what I'm saying is true. That's how far we've fallen. The question becomes, how do we get back up? Can we get back up? Can you make America one again? At the rate we're going, the answer to that is absolutely not. Because depending on what side you are on, the tenets that made the nation what it is no longer exist. There are people who have done away with that for their own selfish reasons. Our forefathers, and, you know, let me temper what I'm saying, because, you know, when I ever, every time I hear people talk about the great forefathers and all of those things, you know, I have to always temper what I'm saying, because the people of color, they weren't that great. And if you don't understand why, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But what they talked about outside of that part of it, it's what built this nation and made it what it is. Those things are gone. And you know who, you know, helped destroy them. And the question becomes what we are going to do to try to bring those tenants back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, we're going to be gone, and those tenants should have lived forever. The fact that they lasted as long as they did said something about the people who came before us and what their beliefs were. But the people who are here now, you know, our beliefs are a whole lot different. And our beliefs are selfishly directed at me, myself, and I. Not we. The United States of America. You know what I mean? United. Collective. Together. We're as far apart as we've been, again, in this nation. Since the Civil War, whether people want to believe it or not or accept it or not, I can't help that. But we got to have a true dialogue. And the question becomes, you know, Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. That's the United States of America that's fallen off the wall. That is decimated inwardly. Who's going to bring it back together? Who's going to put Humpty Dumpty back together? Phone lines are open. I know Connor will. 844-967-2789. What do you say? We're going to continue the conversation. And, I don't need any help. If you don't want to join in, that's fine. I can handle it. But you have an opportunity at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 28. Westerly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 15. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 35. Cloudy Friday with a high of 48. 32 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, that's Stevie Wonder, man.
Beatles.
And still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And a surprise guest has just entered into the studio, none other than Mr. Don Brown. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Earl, good morning. I just came in to check to make sure we have equipment. Connor and I are covering Waukesha South's first basketball game tonight at Tosa West. Should be an exciting game. So, I appreciate you inviting me on, and appreciate your topic, too. Extremely important.
How does it feel to be on the air this early in the morning, man? You're generally on the air at a later time.
Saturday mornings at 8 I'm on. And then, but there was a week when Matt used to do 6 to 8, he was on vacation, and it was the week of St. Patrick's Day. So I had the whole week. It was great. I loved it.
Well, Matt, it's so good to have you join me for a few minutes. You know, I'm really challenging our country because things are not getting better. You just look around you and you see things coming apart at the seams, you know, where we can't, as Americans, come together, man. And that's not a good harbinger for those who come after us and for the future. And I believe that it's our generation that has to fix this before we leave here, right? Because it's our generation that created this.
Yeah.
You know, my parents' generation didn't do this. Mm-hmm. It's my generation that has separated the American people.
Yeah. You know, when I grew up, Earl, I'm in my 50s, so I grew up in the aftermath of the Vietnam War, and there was you could say the U.S. had there was some low self-esteem, or there were some people that were anti-government or whatever, but there was still that pledge to the allegiance in the morning. And I was in second grade, third grade, and we were celebrating our bicentennial, and that was still a big deal. And it's okay to be against government positions, so it's okay to protest the government in certain ways, but we're all American. It's what we got to remember what unites us first, and the pledge has always been a great tool for our young people and really for everybody to express their support and their belief in the American experiment.
You know, the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation. Right?
Right.
Are we one nation now? I don't see, and the reason that I'm challenging that is the divide congressionally.
Yeah.
and even at the Supreme Court level.
Mm-hmm.
The tenets that make America what she is,
right,
is really in a desperate, desperate time. And what bothers me is that we the people see this, and we the people have to fix it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we elect people, we put them in positions of power,
mm-hmm,
and then we turn away from them, and then you see the things that happen.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because on my show, and as a former alderman, something I always insisted on was, okay, voting is extremely important. There's no doubt about that. But there's the other however many years before the next election or months of government where we need people's participation. You know, like, when was the last time? That's the challenge I have for everyone out there. When was the last time you called a legislator about an issue you had? When was the last time you read the newspaper, watched the news, or watched or listened to NPR and got some real news and really, you know, really played a role? And the thing I loved most as alderman was getting the phone calls, even when they were bad calls, when they were complaints, because it gave me an opportunity to engage, gave me an opportunity to figure out what was going on out in my community and to do something about it.
So you, my involvement with alder people, plenty, most of them, especially in the city of Milwaukee, mm-hmm, is that in a representative government, this is what I think we need to really be conscious about: representative government. The mm-hmm people we elect,
yeah,
have to do our bidding for us in this nation. We can't do it individually. And so we elect people, select people who are supposed to take care of those things on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
But I never will forget an older person who I used to have respect for.
Right.
And I was, and we were at a gathering, and he got a call from his aide. And I heard him mockingly saying, "Check and see if that person voted."
Yeah.
And the guy said, "No." He said, "Put the complaint at the bottom."
Yeah.
That's real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's not only real on the local levels, mm-hmm, that's real across the board.
Sure.
And so when we have people who we put our trust and faith in,
mm-hmm,
and yet we and that's why it's so critically important that you get to know who that person is and then follow up,
yeah,
on it. Because when people get to a point where I've got to make a decision on whether or not I'm going to support the people who put me in office,
right,
or whether or not the lobbyists who I'm sitting, sure, down with,
yeah,
that should never be any question about that. You wouldn't be sitting down with the lobbyists if it wasn't for the people who elected you.
No doubt.
So shouldn't your allegiance be to those people?
Yeah.
More so than the lobbyists?
And as much so to the people that didn't elect you, the ones that,
yes,
didn't vote, which I think is
right, a crime,
or voted for the other person. You still have an obligation to them.
But that's what we're dealing with, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
Listen, we've got to go to a break.
Sure.
Mr. Don Brown is in the studio with me. Glad he's here. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Russia's assault on Ukraine's power grid is drawing reaction from allies who are promising to stand by Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged to continue NATO support for Ukraine at a meeting with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba.
That support remains strong, resolute, determined.
Supplying Ukraine with arms and equipment to rebuild its battered electricity grid to survive winter under Russian bombardment has been a top issue at the meeting.
This support to Ukraine will continue as long as necessary.
Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba adds NATO diplomats have given him a number of new commitments on arming his nation, but declined to say whether that included promises of badly wanted Patriot surface-to-air missile batteries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And
looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantmere with your headlines. Winter has arrived with the snowy season. Snow plows are out working hard to keep the roads clear. Drivers might notice a new feature on many snow plows throughout Wisconsin. County and municipal snow plows have added flashing green lights in addition to the yellow ones. A new law was passed in April allowing this addition. Officials say green lights create a better contrast against the snow and are more visible during storms. The decision was made because of several close calls, and as they're phased in, officials hoping it will serve as a more visible reminder to slow down and proceed with caution around snow plows. Gas prices falling in Wisconsin. On Monday, prices in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Appleton fell below $3 a gallon. Statewide average gas prices also down from $3.23 a week ago to $3.15 on Tuesday. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm so glad to have my colleague, Mr. Don Brown, former alderman of Waukesha, and now a host on Saturdays here at 540 AM WAUK, who's just didn't have anything better to do. So he, I'm joking, man. He decided, and I'm glad to see him. I'm glad he's here. He's an honest man, and so done. As I was talking, let me finish this last stanza up. One nation under God, indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. Those are powerful, powerful words, right?
No doubt.
I mean, they're more than words.
It says it all.
Yeah, and individually those words might not mean a whole lot, but collectively, from the onset of it, it's power.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's endangered today.
It really is. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to begin, but I think it's like we were talking during the break that people need to get more to have faith in the process. You need to be a part of the process. And it isn't just voting. It's communicating with your legislators. Write them a letter, put a stamp on it the old-fashioned way, or send an email now or call. Be relentless, because that's what, you know, affects change.
Well, we just had a legislature that hasn't met since March.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like that's criminal. Or that's,
okay, yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
We could, you can write them, you can call them. They're not in session.
Right.
We've been paying them.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are there to represent us, the definition of representative government has been trashed since March in the state, right?
Well, and even prior to that with the way that the maps have been drawn.
Right.
I mean, there's obvious gerrymandering. You know, people aren't being represented fairly, and maybe that impacts maybe people's apathy or maybe lack of feeling in that. But again, it's that Pledge of Allegiance that should reinforce to you what needs to be done, and we should be pounding on doors and forcing the powers to be. We need fair districts. We need fair maps. We need to give everybody that fair share of the American dream.
Well, you know, we are too busy in our own lives.
Yeah.
To address those issues, right? I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing my own thing. Life's good.
Sure.
And so I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I vote, and now you expect me to do something else?
Sure.
Well, yeah, we do expect you to do something else.
We also don't have time for, like, I've got to leave in 5 minutes to go to the dentist.
Right.
I don't have time for that.
I know.
But guess what? I got to make time for it. So it's you have to think of it in that vein. It's like, you know, and again, it's start locally. If your trash isn't being picked up properly, if there's litter in your park, if there's people making noise loud late at night, that's where your government's supposed to help you. So, that's where you're supposed to reach out.
So those are little things that that you can address and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But on a state level and on a national level,
yeah.
Our entire lives are being impacted and affected.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
And yet, it's almost as if we can't do anything,
right,
to change that. And and so when we talk about that Pledge of Allegiance, and the fact that we say we're a nation founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic,
right?
Where's that being exhibited?
You know, and it's funny is people use Christianity or religion to promote their views, and it's so skewed. It's just like, where is the Christianity in some of the arguments you're making? It's very self-serving.
Well, yeah, it is.
And
again, I'll say again that I may anger somebody.
Yeah.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If what I'm saying is untrue, correct me.
Yeah.
Because you've got some young children, and they deserve what we had.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now, who's going to give it to them? Who's going to make it what it was so they can enjoy and live life as freely and openly as we were able to?
And carry on that tradition with their children so forth.
That's what's at stake.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And because at the rate we're going now and a trajectory of where we're going now is a dangerous point in time. And we can, so here you can get mad at me again, but I saw people celebrating. Oh!
Yeah.
We beat Iran.
Right.
In soccer.
Yeah.
Yay! Yay, America!
America.
That was a heck of a goal.
Yeah, America. Yeah. We won.
Right.
Okay, we.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, where's the we?
Mm-hmm.
With things that really matter.
Yeah.
If we can come together collectively.
Right.
To celebrate the fact that we beat Iran.
Yeah.
In a soccer match.
Yeah.
Where are we at on the real issues that impact and affect?
We should be doing the same thing when we're lifting more people out of poverty or when we're providing better education for our children.
There's no question. Where is the camaraderie in what we deal with on a daily basis in America?
No doubt.
You know.
Yeah.
And so, again, you know, I'm not admonishing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about, as a grizzled old man, what I see.
You're not that old, Earl.
Well, I mean, what I see.
Yeah.
And what I've seen.
Right.
And where we're headed.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless we turn that around.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can turn that around but us.
Right.
And we need to begin to do that. Right?
We sure do.
Yeah. And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, that's right. And I apologize, I have to leave in a minute. But
yeah.
There are big state and national problems, but it starts local. And so, and I think some of the better politicians in our history were ones that were affected by local issues. And when you see how empowering it is to make a change, because you don't have to be an elected official to do that, but it would compel you maybe to do more, maybe to run for office or maybe to work in government or to just do more for your community. And so it's start local, find one thing that's eating away at you. For me, it's the poverty in this community that's gotten really bad over recent years and the food insecurity. And so I want to do something about
that. I'm going to talk about food insecurity on the show today. The other part of this is I'm old enough to remember when Wisconsin was one of the cleanest governments in the country. They always talked about Wisconsin government. The cleanest government in the entire nation is,
I don't know if you remember that. Thank you, Pat Lucy.
Yeah, that's what Wisconsin was considered.
Right.
That's a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And it is clearly not the case now. And so with the gerrymandering and all of those things, it's led to a government that is not so clean anymore.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so somebody dirtied it up.
Yeah.
Okay. If it was clean, and it was, somebody dirtied it up. And the question becomes, who dirtied it up and why?
Yeah.
I can tell you why it's dirty. It's so dirty is because money.
Yeah. And it's there for the taking because not enough people are paying attention. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Well, you know, the money is there for the taking. And you know, when you talk about the fact that we know people are taking money, which should be a crime.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be talking about all the other criminals and all the other things that go on. But anybody who's stealing money in public office.
Yeah.
We should want to make sure that they pay a price, right?
Big price.
It's not just the guy who's selling a nickel bag of weed on the street that we need to lock up.
Yeah.
Those people who claim to be representing us in the government.
Taking dirty money.
Yeah. Taking dirty money.
Yep.
Should have to pay a price.
80% of the crime in this country is white collar crime.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to pay attention to.
Well,
and that's what ultimately leads to all the other violence around us.
So the 80% of the white collar crime, the only people who can clean that up are the legislators.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, and those on that level.
No doubt.
Who have to fix that.
Yep.
Right? We don't have access in a representative government. Let's say I go to Madison and I want to speak in the chamber and I want to talk about the white collar criminals.
Right.
And first off, I'm not going to be able to get in there.
And second, you better be careful. You know, check your car twice before you start the ignition. You know, that's the unfortunate part of it too.
I know. But we got to get those things fixed, man.
We sure do.
But I appreciate you.
Same here. I'm sorry, I got to run. This has been a nice surprise, and I know I got to have you on my show real soon too.
That's fine. You and I will reconnect this
Saturday
at the Christmas parade.
That's right, right? Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, make sure you're here by like 1:45.
All right, I'll see you then, my friend.
All right. Thanks so much.
Again,
catch the black shirts tonight on Walk Radio.
All right.
6:30, the coverage starts. Thanks again.
All right. See you later.
See you.
See you later. You know, this, and as we move forward with the program, I'm gonna bring all of these things together. Right. Listen to this, Connor. Where is it at? And I do know that what we're dealing with angers people. Listen to this. So here's Donald Trump. He wants to be the president of the United States again, right? So everybody knows that Donald Trump is a white supremacist. Everybody knows that. And he's been able to, hide behind being a white supremacist because people don't want to believe that he is that. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring Dave up quickly before we get to the break. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl. Good morning. I think I can explain the disconnect that you're highlighting about the Pledge of Allegiance and the current state of our country. The Pledge of Allegiance, the one that we're using now, that was adopted by Congress, was written and composed by Francis Bellamy, a socialist. So I think it would be more appropriate for a socialist country because everything in that pledge are the aspirations of a socialist. And it just doesn't fit in a capitalist system. Our system is dog-eat-dog, social Darwinism, vulture capitalism. So that explains the disconnect.
Dr. Martin Luther King once said, what happens in this nation is capitalism for the poor and socialism for the wealthy.
Exactly.
He was 100% correct. And look how long ago that was. And nothing's more clear about that statement than right now. So, socialism for those who have money. And capitalism, they tell us how great that is. But what, Dave? The Pledge of Allegiance and what we've been taught and what it stands for. Hey, Dave, hang on a second. We've got to go to a quick break. Hang on for a second.
Sure.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 28. Winds out of the west, 20 to 30 miles an hour. lows dip down to about 15 tonight. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Thank you, Dave, for hanging on, man, because, you know, I know that, you know, the conversation that I'm having right now probably turns people's stomachs because we want to believe, you know, as if, you know, it's a fairy tale. That America and all the things that we were taught, you know, is real. But though, after you've been around a while, you realize that it's not. And so we have to challenge her to make these things, these principles that founding fathers came up with, to make them real. And we can know, and I don't understand how we're so silent and afraid to challenge the nation to be right. You know what I mean, Dave?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Again, I just go back to our culture, the capitalist culture. It's wrong. It's not sustainable. Being based on continuous growth on a finite planet, there's going to be winners and losers. It's set up for that kind of conflict.
Yeah, it truly is. And then when we talk about socialist countries and socialism, where it basically says we, you know, people aren't going to be able to take advantage of other people,
right?
And so if you think about that, how does that not make sense? Shouldn't that be something, especially when we're talking about a creator and we're talking about God? What is closer to God, and if you believe in one or deity, then everybody being treated equally.
Right. And think about arguably our most popular president that L.A. Tom likes to refer to, FDR,
right.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was elected four times. Why do people like him so much? Or why was he such a great president? He had the guts to introduce socialist policy into the, you know, American system. And that's why he was so popular. That's why we love him so much. You know, created Social Security,
Medicare.
You name it. You know, right. all of the great benefits that we have as citizens of this great country. It was the socialism that we like.
Yes, and we live in a nation that can afford that.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. If the nation and so you've heard the terms, we've all heard the terms redistribution of wealth, right?
Right.
What has happened in this country is there has been a redistribution of wealth. They took it away from the middle class and gave it to the wealthy.
Right.
But now they've
you
got...
Would think,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you would think we've had 250 years of capitalism in this country, and it's supposed to be such a great system that raises all boats, right?
Right.
Look at the state of the country now. There's still hungry people, homeless people. To me, it looks like a total failure.
Yeah, people without insurance, right?
Right. Without health care.
Yeah.
The only country in the industrialized world that does not provide health care.
Elderly people who enter into the last stages of their lives, not able to eat healthily. Not having the right food, not having enough money in their last years to live out the last years of their life with dignity. But what are we talking about, man? And yet there are those, and I'm going to talk about it when we come back, about billionaires who are working right now and they've been to retreats to learn how to extend their lives and live well beyond 100 years and live well. Why? Because they have money. What kind of freaking society is it that people who have money should be able to live longer than people who don't have? How can we celebrate that kind of society, right?
Right, especially when they earn that, all of that wealth off the backs of the working class.
But this is a taboo subject, which I don't have any problem talking about. People who know me know that I'm not fearful of having a dialogue and a conversation that is based on truth. And there's nothing we are talking about. You've listened to me now for a while. Have I said anything that's inaccurate?
Not at all.
I mean, that's just it. And people aren't used to people having testicular fortitude to say this. And how dare him say that? Well, guess what? I know that none of us live forever. I don't care how much money you have. You're going to have to meet your maker just like I am. And it would be a lot better, I think, for all of us if we included every human being on the earth and that hopefully they can live up to their fullest potential. Wouldn't it be a much better world, Dave?
Yes, it would. That's the goal, you know.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time out to join me. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Would it be sacrilege kind of to say the gospel according to Earl?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so I won't say that. But anyway, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always